Hey, Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. You're caller 20. You win.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
A week from tonight is September 17th. It's opening night of Not Scary Farm, and you will be there.
That is so amazing. I can't wait.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, what's up with Florida? Neighbor wars get ugly. People are dumb. A guy tried to sneak a crocodile head through TSA. They're making a perfume if you want to smell like candy corn. What a great idea that is. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour for What's Your Story, we have tickets for Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock. Yesterday, Megan Holliday and I took phone calls on the topic of you almost died.
So I was in eighth grade. I went whitewater rafting with my class. There were two boats. I was in the boat with the teacher's assistant. We were hitting the rapids, and we were all told to lean to get over a rock. And the teacher assistant accidentally pushed me out of the boat in the rapids.
Oh, my God.
The teacher's assistant pushed you out specifically.
Yes, yes.
Why did she hate you?
Great question. I don't know.
So you were loose in the rapids and you got out?
Well, no. My leg got stuck in between two rocks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so both boats continued on past me. My leg is stuck in between rocks. I'm, like, drowning. I'm thinking I'm about to die. I have to sit there. I came, got rescued, thank God, like, with minimal water in my lungs.
Right.
I get out, back to my class. When we're done, the other girls in the other boat were like, oh, my God, it was so scary for us. Like, we had to be left on the side, like, on the dirt.
Oh my God.
I literally almost died. I was dying in there, and it was scary for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You know nobody likes you, right?
Got in my car to drive here today, and everything was so hot. Steering wheel couldn't touch anything. Passenger seat couldn't touch, too hot. Roll down the windows, get some air in there. Hotter outside. Supposedly, today's the last day for the humidity and the heat, hopefully. Somebody's going to have to pay. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I do a podcast called Three-Fourths Human. It's me, and it's Sluggo, and it's Cat Corbett, and a speaking chat GPT that we take turns hating. Oh, my God, he's been unbearable. We did that. We've been doing it for about a year and a half because we wanted an element that is a surprise, that it's a variable that we don't know where it's going, and it has been almost untenable lately. But we did have Noodles from The Offspring stop by on Monday's episode, and he was talking about hearing their song for the first time on K-Rock. Here's Sluggo.
So said Jed played Come Out and Play the first time on Catch of the Day. Did you know that that was coming up? And what was it like to hear your song on K-Rock the first time?
Yeah, we were all tuning in and listening, and we got on the phones right away and started calling. And I had my mom call.
Nice.
And we all called right away. And then at some point, we stopped calling. And I was still a janitor at that point. I went back to work for another month after that and then took a leave of absence for 3 years. I didn't even quit. I took a leave of absence.
Why didn't you quit?
I didn't trust that this was going to work out. I'm still not sure, wow. Kevin.
Yeah. Uno, two, tres,
dos. Three-fourths human with
Kevin Cat.
And Sluggo.
And AI.
It's called Three-fourths Human. You can get it anywhere you get your audio podcasts, or you can get it video and commercial free by going to patreon.com/three-fourths human. Spell it out. A week from tonight is the opening night of Not Scary Farm. We've got your tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Mark.
Mark, you're caller 20. You win.
Yes, that's awesome.
Not Scary Farm has its opening night a week from tonight, and you will be there with three friends.
All right.
I'm assuming you have three friends.
I hope so.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
The following is rated MALV.
It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
A South Florida woman was arrested after police say she did her neighbor dirty. But she says it happened because her neighbor did her dirty first.
I feel like life is always high school.
Well, on Monday at a mobile home park in Northwest Miami-Dade, deputies say that 50-year-old Yurisi Machado Rivera went to her neighbor's trailer.
What was she doing? Looking for a fight? Ready to throw down?
And accused her of having an inappropriate relationship with her husband.
All right, listen, I know, never judge a book by its cover. But in this case, the cover's pretty rough.
Well, that's when investigators say she forced her way into the neighbor's home.
Fight, 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 fight!
And through, how do I want to say this? Feces.
Oh, come on, man. What happened to throwing fists?
Fecal matter.
Yeah, we got it the first time.
At her. There you have it.
Now, the story doesn't say how much. Like, if she had a bucket, you know, like she was preparing for days. Or I'm not exactly sure how she transported it next door, but I don't love it.
Machado Rivera was arrested and is now facing battery and burglary charges.
Burglary? She unloaded the contents of whatever she was carrying in and then sold something? Is she maybe a hero?
Is it? I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean, oh man, nobody thinks that's funny?
All right, the bad news is it's hot and sweaty. But the bad news is also, it's great for mosquitoes. Details coming up on K-Rock. If this is your favorite time of year like mine is, and you like escaping horrifying mazes and wicked scare zones, terrifying creatures, not scary farm, tickets coming up at 4 o'clock on K-Rock. That is Fuel on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I was talking earlier about getting in my car today at 1 o'clock. It had been sitting out all day. And it was so hot, I couldn't touch the steering wheel and I couldn't sit on the seats. So I quickly rolled down the windows so I could get some fresh air in there. And it felt like hot water was coming in the windows. I had to roll them up faster than I could get them down. It was just, it's so crazy hot and I don't love it. But this reporter from Channel 7 does.
So we might not like all of this heat and humidity. I know I don't, but mosquitoes love it.
Why do you sound happy about that?
And now there's a West Nile warning in Orange County. Mosquito and vector control officials say this year's season is off to a very aggressive start.
Some people would say this reporter from Channel 7 might be a little bit too peppy.
So far, the county has identified 206 mosquitoes carrying the virus.
She says that like she's happy. We have 206 that are carrying the virus.
You know what? That's nearly 9 times the number found last year.
You know what? That's 9 times as much as last year. High five.
The good news? There haven't been any human infections yet.
She sounds disappointed.
Mosquito control crews are working to try to keep it that way.
All right, let's get somebody in here that doesn't sound like they're at a pep rally.
We are going to be spraying. We do it at nighttime between midnight and 5 a.m. We do an ultra-low concentration, real small droplets that will only adhere to the mosquitoes.
With more extreme heat on the way, officials say people need to do their part to prevent the spread of West Nile.
Has anyone talked to the OC Mosquito and Vecna Control?
The OC Mosquito and Vector Control District actually provides free property inspections and free service requests for any mosquito problems.
When I was doing the morning show here at K-Rock with Bean, one of our producers, Christine, used to come in and she was so happy all the time, which is the best thing that you could possibly be. But first thing in the morning, we would say, you got to tone it down just a give us a second to wake up.
When it comes to mosquitoes and West Nile, we have to be proactive.
Stop doing what you're doing.
It is time for Not Scary Farm. Opening night is a week from tonight. Next Thursday, we've got your tickets coming up on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're caller 20. You win.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You got a 4-pack of tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm. Do you have 3 friends?
You know what? I've got my son sitting here, and he's got a couple friends, so
fantastic.
We're good.
Yes, Rad Dad.
Yep. Congratulations, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Megan Holliday is here now with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number 1, from the world's tallest horse to the largest frog collection, Guinness World Records has just announced its newest honorees.
Guinness is revealing more of its newly crowned world record holders with its 2027 edition coming out today. First off, we have the world's tallest living horse named Hugo, who stands at 6'6". Speaking of, here is the world's largest collection of My Little Pony memorabilia with 4,550 pieces. Miranda here started it when she was 3 years old. But how about an even bigger collection? Susan here from the U.S. has the world's largest collection of frog-related items at 13,201. Wow. I doubt all that will fit into this car, though, which is the world's most narrow drivable car at 19.76 inches.
You gotta see this thing.
Not even 2 feet wide. That's crazy.
Number two, an Oklahoma police officer is going viral after using his patrol car's loudspeaker to roast a group of suspected street racers as he was driving by them.
What's up, bro? To 60 in 3 business days, right?
Hey, I need what you got.
0 to 60 in 3 business days. I like that cop. And number three, waiting for a Southwest flight to board that was delayed, a man took it upon himself to cheer up his fellow passengers that were visibly upset about having to wait. So the man asked the gate agents if he could use the microphone and then started singing No Diggity by Blackstreet. And keep in mind, this is the whitest man you've ever seen in your life. But he really, he got all of these black people in Atlanta really hyped up. He made me very happy. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I'm not usually one for folk music, so I don't go to Buffalo Traffic Jam very often, but I think this song's pretty good. It's called Fool's Gold. It's a moody, stripped-down track about a relationship falling apart. Fool's Gold, Buffalo Traffic Jam is the 420 catch of the day. And I just skipped it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You can find it.
Hold, please. I'm going to have to find it.
We're going to have to search. We got it.
Let me get the thing out. I wish they made this easier, but they don't. So talk amongst yourselves.
Do it.
I have confidence in myself.
Here we go.
Stone Roses. Nope. All right. Let's do this. Let's do it here and let's start it now. Listen, they can't all be good. That is it. Buffalo Traffic Jam and Fool's Gold, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have a chance for you to win a 4-pack of tickets to opening night of Not Scary Farm.
And that's going down on the 17th. Your shot to win coming up on K-Rock.
Every day at this time, we do What's Your Story? We give you a topic you call with stories and texts.
And for the best one, we are getting you in to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 22nd.
All right, let's kick off What's Your Story? It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday on K-Rock. You brought in a story about the Guinness World Records.
Yes, sir.
They put out their new book.
Guinness is revealing more of its newly crowned world record holders with its 2027 edition coming out today. First off, we have the world's tallest living horse named Hugo, who stands at 6'6". Speaking of, here is the world's largest collection of My Little Pony memorabilia with 4,550 pieces.
What? 4,550 pieces?
Oh my God.
Wow.
And here started it when she was 3 years old.
Her mom started it when she was 3 years old.
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Stop.
How about an even bigger collection? Susan here from the U.S. has the world's largest collection of frog-related items at 13,201.
Oh, 13,000.
13,000, quote, frog-related items.
Oh, my God.
Just anything involving a frog?
Her whole existence is just frogs.
That's so insane.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that's the topic today for What's Your Story? Your collection is getting out of hand. whatever you're collecting. You feel like it might be getting out of hand. Other people tell you it's getting out of hand. Whatever you're collecting, that's the calls that we're looking for. And text at 800-520-1067.
And for the best one, we are getting you out to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
Your collection is getting out of hand. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. Your collection is getting out of hand.
213 says, I'm a member of the International Sand Collectors Society. My sand collection is getting out of control, I'm told. 2,307 samples so far.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that existed.
Congratulations to Jason from, is it Anaheim?
Anaheim, yes. All hooked up with those four-pack of tickets to go to Not Scary Farm on opening night, which is the 17th.
Your chance to win still coming up on K-Rock. We're doing What's Your Story, and we're taking your phone calls about your collections are getting out of hand. You have a story like that?
Hi, yes. So I'm talking about collections?
Yep. It's getting out of hand. What is it?
All right. I got over 9,000 comic books.
9,000 comic books?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. When did the obsession begin?
Yeah. It began when I was 10 years old. I started buying comic books. I've been buying them every week since. And I have like 30 of those banker's boxes full of them. And every week I buy like 15, 30 more comic books.
What are you going to do with them?
Some are sell and some are investments for my daughters for college.
Oh my God. So some of these are worth like a lot of money.
Yes, they are.
Do you read any of them?
Yes, I read them and I put them back in the bags and boards. I also buy copies to not read, to only keep in mint condition.
Oh my God.
Gotcha. Wow.
Damn.
K-Rock, hello.
Basically, it started in 2018 when I started collecting Nintendo 64.
Ooh.
And that one took over the entire entertainment center.
Right.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
After that, there was a period where I didn't do anything, and then I started collecting watches and knives, and that really didn't set the wife off, but
what
really is the kicker here was wool blankets, and I think that's going to be unique compared to anybody else.
Wool blankets is what you now collect?
Yes, I have a collection of over 40 wool blankets.
Why?
Most of them are... I don't know.
It's cold,
cold outside. I can't answer that myself either because this is Southern California.
Interesting.
And it started with one that was a limited edition that I got on a cruise ship in Alaska.
Okay.
And it was a special design, numbered. And from there it went to about 10 or 15 of these ones that you can carry if you're in the car. They have kind of like a strap.
Yeah, the wool blankets with the strap.
Oh, yeah.
Put in the car.
Sure.
Yeah.
And after that, I just kind of started buying whatever I saw. They mostly have designs of like birds and oceans. And
I love that whatever you come across, you start collecting.
That's basically what happened. And unfortunately, right now, my parents are cleaning out some of their house, and they gave me some coins they found.
Oh, God, here we go.
I haven't mentioned yet, but I already have a collection of those.
Yeah, sure.
So now I've started buying silver coins again.
Oh, my God. You know, that wool collection, that wool blanket collection is going to be worth a pretty penny one day.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
Yeah, if it doesn't get eaten by the moth.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with
it. I feel like that guy told us about a third of his collection.
I think so.
Maybe
he
about
has
a
nine
third.
Other things going on.
All right, your collection is getting out of hand. That's the topic. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and your texts.
And for the best one, we are getting you out to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 22nd.
Your collection is getting out of hand.
714 said, I collect candy wrappers, and I have almost 1,000. Most people find it truly odd. My first wrapper was the one of a Valentine's Day-themed Kit Kat.
What?
Okay.
Every day at this time on K-Rock, we do What's Your Story. Today, your collection is getting out of hand.
951 says, I have a decent-sized collection of knives, swords, axes, and throwing stars up on my wall. People like to make jokes about how I could be a murderer. Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
Not at all, no. We are taking your phone calls on your collection is getting out of hand. And every one of you that called today is great.
Weirdos, I love it.
Your collection is getting out of hand.
We have an award-winning Pepsi can collection, including 1984 Olympics cans. We have Japan Olympics cans. We have all of the Star Wars Jedi cans, including the winning gold Pepsi cans as well.
Who is we?
Well, I live there, but it's my wife's collection.
Is it really?
Does she seek out these different cans and buy them from people, or
what do you think? They just rain down from the sky?
It's everything. And originally I had a job where I was a traveling engineer, and I would bring home Pepsi cans as souvenirs for her when I was out of the country. So we have tons of other cans from other places, and all of the local ones and the special edition ones and the limited print ones. And
do you have an erection right now?
Oh, my, big time.
It just continues. Our attic is filled to capacity with cans. God.
Are these worth anything?
The gold cans we bought off eBay when the contest was happening, and we paid about $100 to, depending on the can, the Yoda cans were like $500.
Wow.
Now, when they do come up on eBay, the gold Yoda cans sell for about $2,500 a piece.
Damn. Okay.
Are you going to sell anything ever?
No. Yeah.
They belong in the attic.
K-Rock, hello.
So it started when I was a teenager. I was big on reading, so I started collecting as many books as possible. My mother ended up letting me take over the walk-in pantry to make it my own little, like, a library. So then as I grew up, it started evolving into, like, Funko Pop, into DVDs, into vinyl, CDs. It started getting out of hand when I started collecting stickers, because then from stickers I started getting into crafts, which includes, like, really obscure hole punchers.
I think top dollar for a really obscure hole puncher.
Oh, my God.
It does sound like you're going to be on Hoarders for sure.
I know. Your house must be crazy.
I actually had to end up renting out two different storage units.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is a problem.
That's insane.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, so I've been collecting snails since I was 8 years old. I'm 51, and my spare room is full of snail everything, snail curtains. I have pet snails.
Oh.
The pet snails are the best. Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Ren. I have snail keychains, snail license plate frames, snail bedding, snail shirts, you name it, and I can't be stopped.
What do you think it is about snails that appeals to you so much?
You know what? When I was young, it started, you know, when you move your hand towards them and they retract their eyes?
Right.
Okay, so that's what started the whole thing, and it just started growing and growing, and I literally cannot get enough.
Oh, my God. So is that all that people buy for you now is just snail items?
You know, every holiday, every birthday, some snail merch is coming in hot.
Oh, my God.
I could destroy your house with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, you know that's true. Yep.
Evil.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What is happening in the world?
You people are crazy. And I love it. All right. How do you choose?
You know,
everyone should win.
I know. But the one that we need to get out of the house, because it's just crammed with stuff.
Is the hoarder?
Is the hoarder that had to get two storage units. That's Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Yes, hi.
Tell me about your obscure hole puncher.
It started with just a regular hole puncher because I wanted to make little ring flashcards. But then I started noticing that there were different kinds of hole punchers with, like, flowers and ducks and all of that. So I think the most obscure one I have out of the biggest box that I have, sorry for cursing, the most obscure one is probably one in the shape of Tom Cruise's face.
Tom Cruise's face! Oh, my God! This is amazing.
You're a miracle.
Wow. Well, I hope you'll make something for us, because you are going to come out and see Dexter and the Moon Rocks in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on the 22nd.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Even though it's face of the sun hot today, we are 1 week away from Not Scary Farm opening night.
Your four-pack of tickets is coming up on K-Rock.